Good morning, Audio Boo Land and Twitter Land and Facebook Land and wherever this message goes land, out on the internet land. It's about 20 past 6 in the morning. I'm out walking the dog. Come on, Pixel. And just wanted to give you a quick update about 50 Stories for Pakistan. That's the name of the project now. Originally, I just called it Stories for Pakistan. But immediately, because I said this time the book's going to feature 50 stories, people just started calling it 50 Stories for Pakistan. So that's going to be the name. If you're wanting to use a tag on Twitter, hashtag Stories for Pakistan, that's the tag I'll be using whenever I do tweets about the project. I'll try and do an update later today on the blog, actually, on the Big Bad Media blog, as well, kind of telling you how it's all going. And it's going very, very well. We have a great team of editors already working away. There's about 9 editors so far who have just stepped in and said, yep, I'll start reading. And they've gone straight into the forum and started reading and vetting stories, which is really, really brilliant. Could do some more editors. I'd like a minimum of a team of 10. We've got about 9 at the moment. So if you're up for some vetting and proofreading, we've got a whole bunch of stories already there in the forum waiting to be read and voted on. So get in contact with me. You can send me an at message on Twitter. Or you can DM me, of course, if, you know, I follow you and you follow me, etc., etc. Facebook, of course. Also through the Big Bad Media website, www.bigbadmedia.com. There's a contact form on there. So you could actually send me a message that way. There's storiesforpakistan@gmail.com. That's mainly for submissions, but if the other ways don't work and you want to get a message to me, you can do so through the email address as well. But I set that up really for submissions. And talking of submissions, we have over 50 so far. And considering I set up the project, or I set the idea going less than 48 hours ago, having over 50 submissions already really is just bloody amazing, to be honest. I just got that feeling again that it was pretty overwhelming when I did 100 Stories for Haiti. And I got the same feeling again, that people are just diving in and wanting to help, sending their stories, volunteering to read. You know, like I said, it's been less than 48 hours and we already have a team of editors. And we have a whole bunch of submissions, and you know, they seem to be coming in on an hourly basis right now, which is you know, the submissions, which is really, really quite amazing. I don't have a publication date yet for the book, but the deadline for submissions is the 19th of September. We will have read and voted on submissions as they come in. So hopefully by the 19th we will have read and voted on. A lot of submissions are already in by that date. So we'll have a clear idea of what stories are going to go in the book. So like I said, don't have a publication date as yet, but pretty soon after that we'll know. We'll start putting it together. We'll put it out as an ebook. I want to do a paperback as well. And we're talking about maybe scrambling together to do an audio book as well. But it would definitely be ebook and paperback for sure. So that's it, really. That's the update. 50 Stories for Pakistan. It's going really, really, really well. Just keep stories coming, man. As soon as your story's ready, send it in. We've got the editors there waiting to read and vote on them. And let's help some people, man. It's time to help people again. Let's go. storiespakistan@gmail.com. Send me your stories, please. Thanks.